At this hour, President Obama is giving the first major counterterrorism speech of his second term. He's speaking at the National Defense University at Fort McNair in Washington. The president is laying out his vision for ending the war on terror, including the use of highly controversial unmanned drone strikes. We'll talk more about the specifics of the president's speech in a few minutes. But first, about those drones. Yesterday, the Obama administration formally acknowledged for the first time that it has killed four Americans using drone strikes. In a letter sent to Congress, Attorney General Eric Holder listed four names, three already known: Yemeni-American cleric Anwar al-Awlaki, his son Abdulrahman, and a man named Samir Khan, who joined al-Qaeda's Yemeni branch. But Holder's letter also revealed a previously unknown fourth name, Jude Kenan Mohammed, who grew up in Raleigh, North Carolina, and was 23 when he was killed in South Waziristan, Pakistan, in 2011. For more on Jude Mohammed, we're joined now by Scott Shane, reporter for The New York Times. Scott, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So first, can you explain, Jude Mohammed was on the FBI's most wanted list. He was also indicted in 2009 in connection with an alleged U.S.-based terror cell. Tick through some of the allegations and how he first got on the U.S.'s counterterrorism radar.
Well, he's a young man who was born in the United States to a Pakistani father, American mother, grew up at least mostly in North Carolina. And as an older teenager, maybe around the age of 19, came under the influence of a Muslim convert named Daniel Patrick Boyd. And this man apparently infected him with the idea that he needed to participate in jihad, violent jihad, at home or overseas.
And Boyd was convicted and imprisoned in 2009 for alleging he wanted to carry out violent jihad in the United States himself.
Exactly, yeah. Boyd and his two sons and this man, Jude Mohammed, and several other people were all accused in 2009 of being essentially part of a sort of would-be terrorist ring. And among other things, they had cased the Marine base at Quantico, Virginia, with the idea of perhaps mounting attacks to kill soldiers there.
Interesting. And so let me ask you, I'm sorry to interrupt, but let me ask you, so Jude Mohammed, you said that his mother was an American, his father Pakistani. They did spend some time in Pakistan. His mother had converted from Catholicism to Islam, according to your reporting. What were you able to get a sense of in terms of his young life before he met Daniel Patrick Boyd?
Well, people in the Raleigh area who I've talked to seem to think he was kind of a good kid, a normal kid. He was active in the mosque long before he was took on these radical ideas, and he was people remembered him volunteering in the mosque kitchen during communal meals, and even putting bagged meals on his bike and riding off to deliver them to elderly folks and folks who were homebound. So people had a high opinion of him and felt that he fell off the wagon at some point. He dropped out of high school. He allegedly began using drugs, was kind of adrift. And when this fellow, Daniel Boyd, took him in hand, he seemed to give him a new sense of purpose. Unfortunately, the purpose was to, sort of join the violent jihad. Hmm. And when before they were all indicted in 2009, Jude Mohammed had headed off for Pakistan, partly allegedly at Boyd's direction, to go there, possibly to fight in Afghanistan, but just to have a kind of mission, a religious mission. Apparently, he thought that he needed to straighten his life out and get a purpose, and this was the path he
right.
chose.
And so then that was 2009. 2 years later, on November 16th, 2011, he's killed in a drone strike on a compound in South Waziristan, Pakistan. Do we know anything about what he might have done or accomplished in that two-year period before the drone strike?
Well, he was actually picked up by the Pakistani authorities at one point, and then was bailed out and disappeared. He seems to have been kind of hanging around the militant groups there. He was allegedly making some YouTube videos encouraging, you know, attacks on America, sort of generally participating in this jihadi world that he had joined. And he then fell in with a group of militants who were targeted in a so-called signature strike, which is when the CIA does not know the identity of the people they're targeting, but they judge from the fact they're carrying weapons or they're in an area controlled by extremists that they're legitimate targets. And apparently there were as many as a dozen people killed, and he was one of them. The people doing the targeting apparently did not know he was there, did not know he was an American, but he was one of the folks they killed deliberately on the theory that they were militants and enemies of the United States.
Right, and those signature strikes being one of the aspects of the administration's drone program that's come under most heavy criticism. Let me ask you, Scott, just a last question. Did the Obama administration have anything additional to say about Jude Mohammed, or even Samir Khan, the other young man from Raleigh who was also killed in that signature strike?
No, in fact, they said nothing, said a great deal about Anwar al-Awlaki, the cleric who was deliberately targeted. But the three other Americans who've been killed in drone strikes, they simply listed their names. Mm. They gave no details at all.
Scott Shane is a reporter for The New York Times. Scott, thanks so much.
Thanks very much.